The Fulbright Program is a U.S. government program allowing foreign nationals to study in the United States, and for Americans to do the same abroad. Two of these students are studying at NIU this year. The first is Felipe Valdez, an Ecuadorian who previously worked as a university teacher. In addition to pursuing a PhD in geography, Valdez says he aims to broaden his international circle.
Geography, I mean, everything's connected in geography, so I thought it was going to be a really good and richful experience.
The other student, Myrna Fernandez, hails from Mozambique and is pursuing a degree in public administration. She was thrilled to meet fellow Africans at the gateway. But most of all, she was grateful for being chosen to attend the program. Fernandez notes the Fulbright program is quite competitive back home.
This year, we were two girls selected, which is amazing, woman empowering. But you get to know how lucky you are and how important it is to give value to the blessings that you receive.
Both scholars still have fond memories of the Gateway program and regularly chat with their fellow Fulbrights on WhatsApp. Fernandez says some of them plan to reunite over the holidays.
So it's really nice.
Some of us will spend Christmas together because all of us are far from home.
Now, both students have begun their studies in earnest, and like many scholars abroad, are experiencing the differences in culture. For Fernandez, one of the earliest such moments was when one of her professors offered her a book on effective argumentation. She says it reflects a difference in pedagogy between the U.S. and Mozambique.
Back in my country, and I came to realize that we are learned to not to form an argument, to have a discussion, but merely to tell a story. So I find the U.S. program a bit challenging for me, from what I'm used to back in my country. But at the same time, it's an opportunity to take yourself to the next level.
When dealing with Americans, Valdez says even daily greetings are a significant change.
We give us a kiss and a hug. We are like very touchy people. And here, like, people has always his own space.
Stay in your bubble. I'm in my bubble. Yeah, we're good like that.
It doesn't mean that they don't want to be with you. I mean, it's just that you have other ways to express, like, your feelings and your I don't know.
This experience isn't limited to Valdez.
But maybe in Chicago, when you say thank you, people don't say you're welcome. Here, some people say, but normally in the big cities, they say yep. Yep. I just said thank you. Can you say you're welcome? But yeah.
And then, of course, there's a simple matter of the language barrier.
I'm currently living with two American girls, and I had to tell them, please speak a little bit lower because I cannot understand what you're saying.
Valdez speaks Spanish, and Portuguese is Fernandez's native tongue. Thus, regular conversation takes some adjustment. But regardless of these various challenges, both Fulbright scholars are eager to excel in their studies and extend their connection with local Americans. Valdez admits his perception of the U.S. has already evolved beyond stereotypes.
People here in DeKalb and in NIU, they are very, very different from the image that I had from Americans. I have to say that it wasn't a bad image, but it was different.
From here, Valdez wants to dispel the same kind of stereotype about Ecuador as this visit has done for his conceptions about Americans, and of course, get the chance to show off his country.
To get the experience I had here, get it to there. So they can also know my country, know South America, how we are, and trying to break these stereotypes we have from each other.
Fernandez has similar ambitions, particularly when it comes to educating her roommates, but she also intends to expand her connections to the fullest.
In our daily life, is not just having being a good professional or in whatever you do in your work. It's about human connection. It's about connecting.
Both Fulbright scholars will remain at NIU until they've completed their studies and then return to their home countries. Americans who've taken part in the program abroad will do the same. However, the future of Fulbright exchanges is in doubt, with the Trump administration attempting to cut 47% of the State Department's budget and the increasingly nativist sentiment in domestic politics. The particular visas that allow these exchanges are at risk of being curtailed. Valdez and Fernandez hope this doesn't happen, as they consider the experience an excellent form of cross-cultural exchange and public diplomacy. But only time will tell what happens in the near term. I'm Chase Cavanaugh, WNIJ News.